This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 92.9 a game. Just the same old bumper music.
Oh.
Anyways, we were on a heater there for a little bit. My name is Mike. That's Bo. That's Allie. We're live out here at McDonald's on Evans Mill Road in Lithonia. We've been taking a straw poll throughout the morning. It is Lithonia. It's been kind of decided at this point. I think just my personal interactions, it's more like 12-3 in the count. So it is what it is. Appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us. We will talk about the wake-up call here in just a couple of minutes, 404-726-0929. And one of the conversations we've been getting into throughout the morning, Bo was like, 50 sacks.
Right.
I don't think he realized where he was at on that. It's like one of those things where you just, you know, say something and you're like, wait a second. I think that's tough. So.
Well, look, it would be nice. Why can't a man dream? You know,
if you're in the area, make sure you stop by and say what's up. You can also get at us at 929 Morning Show.
And I do want to remind you, with Atlanta United season in full swing, be sure to join Jason Longshore every Tuesday night for Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Jason has you covered all season long on the latest Atlanta United news. Plus, he's keeping tabs on international soccer as well. That's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer. Tuesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and available the next day at the Off the Woodwork podcast on Odyssey.
It is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929, and we are, like I said a million times already, live out here at McDonald's in Lithonia. Got a gentleman just walked in with a Lithonia. Is it Lithonia or Lithonia?
Lithonia.
Lithonia.
See?
No, he said it all. He said Lithonia, not Lithonia. Lithonia.
All right. It's all up for debate.
We do have a couple people weighing in on the socials. Mr. Yo was talking about the sack numbers, and he kind of goes through it. 50 sacks, huh? 10 for Leonard Floyd, 10 for Arnett Bacady, 8 for Caden Ellis, 7 for James Pierce, 7 for Ruka Roro, 6 Brandon Dorlas. I don't know, man.
Who said that?
That's Mr. Yo that was saying, man, that.
Mr. Yo, he's more over the top than he just went like John Freaky right there.
Yeah, he went there.
We're going to go 17-0.
Our buddy Walter, who goes by Ozuna from the Braves on Twitter, says, I'm with Squid, 45 sacks is what I expect.
Yeah,
I mean, look, that'd be great. I said, what did I say earlier, 38? 38 would be a 38. Great year. 38 would be a great year.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Yes, it would. It would be better. It would be an improvement. But if this team, after having 31, what, they had 31 last year?
Yeah.
I think if they only improved by 7 sacks after adding Floyd, Walker, and James Pierce Jr., you would – the fans would feel disappointed.
Yeah.
And I can understand. I still think that it would be a good number, but you added a guy that is a walking 8 to 10 sacks in his NFL career. I know you lost – you lost Grady and you lost Judon, but you would expect to add more than 7.
Here's what I'll say.
But I know that
I don't want to play the devil's advocate. I don't, because I want to glass half full. But I know that there is somebody out there in the car rolling around saying, we said the same thing about Matthew Judon last year. Guys walking around, expecting 8 sacks.
We didn't know that he was going to just mail it in.
I know. That's my point. It is what it is. So I'm with you. I'm going to call for 38. You said 45. Allie wrote it down. We'll probably revisit that sometime in December. So yes. We'll see what it is. She set an alert on her phone. She was like, notify me when the Falcons hit 40 sacks.
I've also been busy on my phone. I did go ahead and post the video.
Oh, snap.
Of the prank that happened to me in this McDonald's, about an hour ago? I'm not sure I've quite recovered yet.
I noticed Skip hasn't called in. He's not on the phone lines yet, so he kind of cowered down a little bit, but Skip did come in here and drop a prank on Allie earlier.
It was a prank. I was accosted by Skip earlier today. If you want to see it, if you want to see it, at Allie Mac Radio on Instagram, I put it as my story. I'm not sure I want it out there permanently.
Right.
But it's up. You got 24 hours to watch it.
Okay.
So there you go.
There
he
you
yelled
go.
At me very fiercely, and I was terrified.
Check it out. It's at Allie Mac Radio on the Instagram. She was terrified.
Your body language stayed kind of calm. Oh, no. Now
she was trying to be her normal chipper self.
Your finger,
and
you're
she
messing
was terrified.
With your fingers.
Yeah, I got very tense and started crawling into myself.
Yeah. All right, Dylan, let's head out to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Alex over in Lawrenceville. Alex, hope you're having a great Friday.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Good morning, Mike, Bo, Allie. How y'all doing? I got a bone to pick with Bo.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Yes.
What, in your opinion, why is the 2020 bubble championship not a real championship? Because, as we all know, and you know, in that time we was clamoring for any type of sports. All we had was the Michael Jordan Netflix docuseries. So how is it not a real championship when everybody was, they had a choice to do it or not?
Well, I didn't say it wasn't real. I didn't say it wasn't real. I just think it's
appreciate the phone call, Alex.
It's
Thank
not that
so
it's not real, Alex. And yeah, look, I enjoyed it, but you can say it's fluky at the same time. All the elements that make championship runs amazing and difficult were taken out. There's no
home crowd.
Yeah, the home crowd. There's no travel. You're just walking across a resort to a hotel. It just takes everything. I mean, Lou Williams got suspended for leaving and going to Magic City and then coming back because he was leaving on bereavement, I believe it was. And so, look, it counts. But if we're going to start talking about fluky titles, I would say start with the 2020 ones that were out of the elements of fans, and travel. Just and look, I said the same thing about the World Series, the Dodgers one, because they flew to the National League flew to Arlington, and I think the American League played in like California or something.
Yeah,
and then they played the World Series in Arlington with like minimal fans, I think, if any at all, and you never left. Like the elements, there are little things that go into championships that make them special.
I agree. It's crazy to kind of put yourself back in those shoes, but I'm with you. There's like there's guys gone for 2 weeks and this, that, and the other. I don't, and you're not saying it's fluky, or are you? You're saying it's real, but it's kind of fluky.
I'm saying it's real, but if you want to talk about fluky titles, start there.
Yeah.
And look, I appreciate the call because I'm glad that I got, there's some get clarified a little bit. I think it's a good question. I appreciate Alex, but it's just if you want to talk about fluky titles, that's where I would start.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phone lines, Dylan. Let's talk to our buddy Dan over in Decatur. Dan, what's up, man? It's Friday. Dan, you're with us, buddy. What's going on? Okay. All right. Well, then we got another Dan on the line, Dylan. Let's go to Dan over in Alpharetta. Dan, what's going on, boss?
All right. Good. Hey, I love it. Listen to you guys in the morning. I think you're great, all three of you. What I like to do facts. I like to know who the top 10 two teams from the AFC and the AFC that made the Super Bowl. What were their average sack counts? And then what were the top 8 teams in the league the last 10 years? What were their sack counts? And whatever that average is, that's what we should hit.
Okay. All right, so you're saying the top 10 teams in both conferences and take the average of that, and that's what the Falcons should be. And I guess that puts you – I appreciate the phone call because I'm with you. I deal in facts as well, and that's why I kind of backed it down a little bit. Now, the Super Bowl thing you mentioned, I'm not sure where we're going with that because nobody on this show has said the Falcons are going to the Super Bowl. So we'll just go ahead and delete that out of the conversation. But I think there is something to be had about, you know, where are we at in terms of the average? You need to be top half of the league. You need to be top half of the league in sacks. And I think that that's why, you know, when you land on a number like 38, it's like, okay, I can see that. I can see us landing on a 38 and being in the top half of the league. I'm not saying we're going to break any records, but it is what it is. So, yeah, I'm fine with 38.
All right, well, who won the Super Bowl last year? The Eagles, right? Yeah, well, they were obviously one of the best. They were what? I think.
I don't think. They were somewhere between 10 and 15.
Yeah.
They weren't like the top of the league.
All right, let's put it this way. You know how many sacks the two Super Bowl playing teams had last year?
The Chiefs were not at the top either. The Chiefs were probably lower than the Eagles.
They were. They had 39.
There you go.
And the Eagles had 41.
Take that all day.
So, yeah, but look. He got a bad rap, Mike Smith used to say, I don't care about sacks, they're overrated. It's about affecting the quarterback.
Yeah.
But it's about affecting the quarterback. Allie and I talked about this at practice. Remember I said at the second practice we were standing together and I said, mm-hmm. Hey, when D. Offer makes his interception on the sideline, I said, don't even forget this because she's always writing stuff down, clearly. She's using it against me.
She got that leverage.
But I believe it was Paris. He got penetration. He forced Cam to back, move to the right, and he just chunks it up.
Right.
You know what that's called?
An interception, probably.
Man. I ain't Dylan. I ain't going to take it.
I'm just saying. That's exactly what we're looking for.
It's called affecting the quarterback.
Yes, that's what I'm exactly.
And it leads to turnovers. So sacks,
there you go.
Sacks is an important number, but it's also a number that is overhyped by people like us, what we do, our business.
It does look like we got Dan from Decatur back in the line. Dan, what's going on, man?
A little technical difficulties, family. How y'all doing, man?
Hey, it happens to the best of us, bro.
Man, it happens to the best of us, man. I just want to say y'all made my day today, man. I was glad I finally got to meet you guys in person, man. So I'm glad y'all got to put a name with the face and get to call and bother y'all some days, man. But, Bo, I think we'll be pretty close to 50 sacks. I think with the secondary, the way they've spruced it up and stuff, tight coverage and everything will allow the quarterback to have to hold the ball longer and will allow the defensive line to do what they need to do. So from Root to Derlis to our edge rushers and stuff like that, I think we'll be just fine. So,
yeah.
You know, and I appreciate y'all coming to the east side, man, too. Man, I'm so glad y'all came to the east side today. Welcome to Lithonia or Lithonia, however you want to say it, man. Y'all have a great Friday and a great weekend, man.
Hey, appreciate you, Dan. You made our week too, buddy. Yeah, it was cool to get to hang out with him. We are live at the Lithonia McDonald's on Evans Mill Road, but he's with it, man. Close to 50? I don't know. Dan's a glass half full kind of guy, so it is what it is. But we'll see. Hopefully it's an uptick either way. That's all I'm asking.
They should put on the sign, "Welcome to Lithonia." The enunciation is your preference.
Yeah. He said Lithonia, not Lithonia, Lithonia.
Well, you forgot the I in there.
he said it
silent?
He said it like you're saying lasagna. You know what I mean? Oh, man, good stuff. Appreciate all the wake-up calls and everybody weighing in, man. I'll continue to go through these on Twitter, and we'll get it hooked up. But
yeah, keep that conversation going, and do come see us. We're going to be out here until 9 a.m. It is the McDonald's on Evans Mill Road, right off the exit, so you can't miss us. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up, the Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, is going to join us to give us a little insight on this season. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and we are live from McDonald's in Lithonia. Lithonia, everyone is saying something different out here. It's the one on Evans Mill Road, though, so please come by and see us. We will be here till 9 a.m. this morning. Dylan is holding it down back at the station, and we're about to welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's very own Braves insider and reporter and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley. And our conversation with Grant is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Grant, welcome in. First, most important question that I have for you today. Did you hear the prank that these gentlemen, your coworkers, pulled on me
today?
I have not.
Dude, okay. you missed the boat, Allie, because I thought for sure you were going to say, Grant, was the title a fluke? I'm kidding, Grant. I'm kidding.
No.
For the record, Grant, Mike Johnson was, it was him, not me at all. I had nothing to do with that.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
There was a prank pulled on me here at the McDonald's. If you want to see it, it is on my story on Instagram at Allie Mack Radio. You would have stood up for me. I was accosted by Skip here, and nobody was helping me, Grant. Gordon did. Helped me. It just felt
Gordon was like
it
hold
took,
on, man. Hold on.
It just felt like it took an hour for you to come to my rescue. I was seeing my life flash before my eyes. But back to the point, hearing good things about Chris Sale in Gwinnett right now, Grant, can you kind of give us a rundown of he and Ronald? When can we expect them back?
Yeah, I think that's a question that the Braves are still kind of trying to answer a little bit with Chris Sale. But with Ronald, I mean, he went ahead of the team to Cleveland. So he is already there. He's waiting on them. I would assume that that's the precursor to coming off the injured list this weekend for the series against the Guardians. Sale is going to make another start for Gwinnett on Sunday. He's just got to build up that pitch count. That's really the thing for him. You know, they want to see him pitch again this year. He wants to pitch again this year. But they'll take their time getting him built back up to being able to throw at least 75, 80, maybe 85 pitches, something like that, so that he can cover the five or so innings that you need out of a starter. And not that Chris Sale wants to be a five-and-dive guy, but that's a good place to start.
It's been a weird run because they've been pretty bad, Grant, after the All-Star game. But suddenly they've won, 6 of 10 and only 11 games out of the wild card.
6 of 10. Made it seem like it was a streak.
I mean,
6 of 10.
6 and 4 in their last 10 is what I should have said.
Look, they're playing 600 baseball is the point, right?
Yeah. That's right. Thank you, Grant. You know what? Mike's already on probation by one, McCauley. I don't think he wants to make it two. But what's been this formula all of a sudden? Is it just as simple as they've been getting some timely hitting from Ozzie and Michael Harris?
No, I mean, the big thing really since the All-Star break has been that the Braves are scoring runs. And we talked about this for, it felt like, three solid months to begin the season that, look, the Braves have got to score more. If they could do a little bit more. We're not talking about 6 or 7 runs a game, but that would be nice. But they just needed more offense, and he couldn't find it. And now all of a sudden you get to the second half, And only the Brewers have scored more runs of any team in the National League in the second half than the Braves. Unfortunately, heading into that Mets series, the Braves also had either the next to last or the worst ERA of any pitching staff in all of baseball in the second half. So about the time the offense figures it out, the pitching staff is going through it, and we've talked about what the starting rotation is up against and the fact that you're missing five guys from opening day. Spencer Strider's had a rough go the last couple of outings as well. That doesn't help. It's really as simple as that. The Braves are scoring some runs. It is helping them win. They're winning, you know, and in spite of their pitching, which is the exact opposite of what we're saying over the first 3 months.
Grant, I want to ask you about Marcell Ozuna, and he's kind of come on of late, and he's been part of that kind of offensive resurgence you've been talking about. I thought 2 weeks ago that this chapter was closed for the Braves. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's headed into free agency. This is the last year of his contract. You didn't let go of him at the deadline. We talked a lot about, you know, using both catchers and, you know, things like that and signing up. Is this chapter closed for Marcell Ozuna and the Braves? What do you think the future looks like for Marcell Ozuna next year?
Yeah, I don't know that I would necessarily deal in an absolute answer one way or another, but what he's been able to do over the last couple of weeks has clearly reminded you of what he's capable of, not that the Braves had forgotten about his 2020 season. 22 was obviously a big step in the wrong direction. 21 was a bad season, but then 23 and 24 were so great. So, you know, you just kind of look at Marcell Ozuna's time with the Braves, and, you know, there were some highs and there were some lows. But what he was able to do for them the last couple of years and the first month of this year, you just felt like this is somebody you did want in your plan. So I don't know exactly where they go with it in terms of a big fit, because they do have Drake Baldwin and Sean Murphy. They've got a lot to figure out over the winter. I've said this, and I'll keep saying it. They need to just put everything out on the table in front of them. And figure it out. It's going to be a lot of conversations, a lot of questions to answer, a lot of soul searching, a lot of personnel searching, I think, for the Braves to get this sorted out. I won't say Marcell Ozuna doesn't have a place, but it is more difficult now with Drake Baldwin making a push for Rookie of the Year and Sean Murphy clearly coming back to life this season after a lost year in 2024 to make it an easy path to just say all the DH at-bats need to go to one player. I don't think the Braves are in that boat anymore. And you can also throw Ronald Acuna Jr. into that mix, because you might just want to have his bat in the lineup but give his legs a little bit of a day off from the outfield. And that might not be the worst idea either in 2026 moving forward.
Grant McCauley joining us here on the morning shift as we're live from the Evans – was it?
Evansville Road
here in Lithonia. I don't know why I've been saying that all morning.
It's Lithonia, right?
Yeah, I need some EO. All right. Grant, how do you feel about preseason players, starters playing in the preseason? I can't even talk right now.
Wow, man.
Yeah. I know that you've been asked a lot about having players in baseball play when the season is lost. But I mean, we're hearing this thing, and you're doing the Falcons. Grant's joined, you don't know, joined halftime and postgame show on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. What do you think about starters playing in the preseason for the Falcons? Michael Penix is not going to play again tonight, and there's a lot of hubbub about it.
I mean, I think there's some limited looks that could be of value. But then again, what are you really going to gain from ultimately a couple of series? I can understand when you're talking about a full contact sport like football, maybe wanting to save all your bullets for the regular season. Baseball's been a different story, and obviously we can go down that road again if you guys really want to. But I think that discretion is the better part of valor in a sport in which you get put on the ground a lot. I'll just leave it at that.
We are joined by our Braves insider, Grant McCauley, on the morning shift. I might have a really superficial question here, but the last few days we've been playing the Mets. They took 2 of 3. Grant, what is it about the Mets? The Braves show up when they're playing them. Are they fueled by these Frank the Tank videos, or what is going on?
No, that's a great question, because Frank the Tank, while I think working himself into a shoot, to use the wrestling terms, would probably be the polite way to put those videos. My favorite part of everything that he does is he is completely apoplectic for 57 seconds. And right about the 58 mark, because he knows he has to keep it under a minute, his face draws to a complete and total pall, and then he just hits stop on the video. It's just my favorite part, because he goes from the complete crazy character into, okay, I think I'm done here. So that's pretty great. But as far as Braves and Mets, Atlanta has been the kryptonite for the New York Mets. I mean, we talked about them being the boogeyman for the Marlins for the past few years. The Mets have just had a lot of trouble beating the Braves consistently. I don't know that every season has been the same. Obviously, it's not, because the Braves have been a club that has struggled so mightily this year. But the Mets have not been able to crack this code, and it's just one more thing that's going wrong for them as they go through the dog days of summer.
Finishing up talking to my co-host of the postgame show for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Grant McCauley. Grant, look, there's a lot of things to talk about with the Braves. I can't let you go without you just giving just a little bit of a review in terms of week one of the preseason for your halftime and postgame stuff for the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, did you feel like it went smoothly? Anything surprise you? You know, just rehash a little bit for us.
Well, the truncated game obviously was not on my list of possibilities. Thankfully, we were able to get some good news out of that. But, yeah, I'd like all four quarters, even in a meaningless preseason game. I want everybody healthy, leaving under their own power, and that allows us to just do a nice, easy, fun show where we talk about what's really to come and what's ahead for the Falcons.
Well, I can tell you what won't make it smooth is if you start busting out words like apoplectic and truncated tonight. I'm gonna look at you like you've got three eyeballs.
Oh, man,
friend,
I've got more $2 words than we have segments. So you just pack a lunch and we'll take care of it.
I love it, man. I love it. Looking forward to it.
Grant, what are you working on for From the Diamond this weekend?
Oh, we're going to kind of, figure out what the next 6 or 7 weeks means for the Atlanta Braves, the return of Ronald Acuna Jr., obviously Chris Sale working his way back as well. I also want to get into the Minnesota Twins situation, which, if you're not following this, they tore it all down at the trade deadline because you assumed they were about to sell the team. And the Pollad family that has owned them since the mid-'80s said, we're just kidding, we're going to hold on to it. So Minnesota Twins fans are feeling some kind of way about what's been going on with their club for quite a while now. So going to try to unpack some of that, and obviously we'll do the Braves weekend recap against the Guardians. So that's what's ahead from the Diamond, 5 to 7 on Sundays, wherever you get your podcast and on the Odyssey app.
Awesome. Thanks, Grant.
Thanks, guys.
That is Grant McCauley, 92.9 The Game's Braves insider and host of From the Diamond, also joining Mike tonight for half and postgame on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Don't forget, you can also listen to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. It is free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And coming up, we'll get one last preview of tonight's preseason game, and we've got a life of squid.
If you could hang out with a Heisman Trophy winner, who would it be?
Mark Ingram.
Well, I will tell you who Johnny Manziel's answer is, and it might be a little bit surprising. On the Morning Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We are live from McDonald's in Lithonia on Evans Mill Road. It has been lively out here. Gordon is keeping us on air out here. Dylan is running things back at the station. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're making people late for work today.
Yeah, we might have got a couple people in trouble.
Co-workers are spotting each other in here.
My man said, "Are y'all hiring? I might need a job soon."
being somewhere and your boss walking in, if you're at and you're like, "Why aren't you at work? Why aren't you at work?"
Same reason.
Yeah.
We're gonna be out here for a few more minutes. If you are in the area, please stop by. It's the McDonald's off of Evans Mill Road. Very easy to locate. And throughout the entire show today, we've been unpacking the preseason game for tonight. You guys only have a few hours off before you got to get back to it, start working on some things. So what are some things we haven't talked about today, or did we miss anything running through everything?
Yeah, Allie, they say two-a-days are banned. That's not true, not in this line of work. We're excited to obviously get back on tonight. You can hear Bo and myself starting at 5 o'clock on the Falcons Radio Network and right here on 92.9 The Game. As we bring you live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And look, there's obviously matchups, but I think there's personnel situations, position battles. I don't think we'll see like Ronnie Harrison or CJ Henderson tonight, but there's position battles to be talked about. But from an operational standpoint, Easton Stick looked great. The third down conversions did not. I think every incompletion last week was a third or a fourth down, if I'm not mistaken. So I want to see the third downs continue to advance, and I got to see some semblance of a running game tonight that makes me think that the twos on that offensive line, the running backs, everything else involved in that can get something done on the ground, because it didn't feel like we were able to go anywhere last week on the ground. That leads to some long third down conversions and operationally not able to get in the end zone very much.
Isn't it crazy how different both sides of the ball are? Like when you talk about offense in preseason football in a game like this where you know you're not playing your starting 11, right? Or 12, even if you put Algier in there. And,
sure.
And 13 if you want to put Warner in there, because you have Warner in both pits. But in defense, you're going to see guys that could get starts during the year that are going to be regularly used in rotation. But in offense, it's not that way. So when I think – and that everything you named are absolutely – things that we need to see how they develop. But I'm over here looking at, like, I wonder how much D'Angelo Malone's going to play tonight. TQ Graham,
sure.
Laquell
Absolutely.
London, Kentavious Street. Like, and, you know, you heard Arch about some of the rotations. Because these guys can just – they rotate more. I'll tell you, I'm really going to be interested in seeing Clark Phillips and Lamar Jackson tonight. Because – if C.J. Henderson was brought in here to be on the 53, are one of those guys in trouble now?
Yeah, that's a good call.
I don't know. I'm not saying it's true, but could it be?
No, and I know. And I think we all – you look at it and you go, man, I didn't really see that. Remember when they signed Henry Black and Raheem Morris was like, yeah, we're addressing depth issues at the safety position? And you're like, I thought that was one of the deepest parts of the team. What are we talking about, you know? And so I think there is something to that. I also think that what you're pointing to tells the story of where the Falcons are at on both sides of the ball. Right, it's an offense that returned a lot of starters, almost all of them, as a matter of fact. And Michael Penix and Ryan Neuzel can honestly kind of be included in that group. If you talk about what the offense was at the end of last year, it's the same people. Defensively, not so much. Grady Jarrett's not here. Obviously, you've drafted a couple of edge rushers. You expect more out of Brandon Dorless and Ruka Roro. You know, you're not going to see A.J. Terrell and Mike Hughes or Jesse Bates, but that's because those guys are returning starters. There's a lot more turnover defensively. And you add that to the fact that Jeff Ulbricht is here in year one, and it's like, okay, there's a lot more things to work out, a lot more kinks to work out defensively tonight as those groups take the field.
Yeah, and Braylon Trice is another name.
Yeah, exactly.
It just feels like, you know, Khalid Kareem is a guy that early in camp looked like he was really locked. Like, yeah, he's a lock. All right. I don't know anymore.
Impossible.
And you go, you look at some guys that we've seen make plays. Like, Lakell London was the guy that came in here. I believe his first year was 21 or 22 here that he bounced around in here. And you were having to rely on him to be an impact player when he – that's not necessarily his forte, right?
Right.
He's a rotation guy.
I agree.
Now he's a guy that is popping in with other guys, and you've seen a play here or there, and you're like, dude – I would hate to lose a guy that I know could pop in and give me 10 plays a game and maybe make one or two plays.
Yeah, and isn't it indicative of the way we feel like he's played that the signings we've had during camp, Henry Black, Ronnie Harrison, C.J. Henderson, we haven't really talked about anybody up front. We haven't talked about a signing of a defensive tackle here midway through training camp. So it's like, you know, I'm starting to look – when you start to read between the lines here a little bit, you feel like they feel good about players like Lakell London, T.Q. Graham. You know, there's been some question about David Onyemata standing with everything, but obviously Ruka Ororo. Brandon Dorlus, to me, has been one of the stories of not camp, but the last week.
Yeah.
He pops last week in the preseason game and all week against the Titans this week. Seems to be feeling a little bit more comfortable.
Well, and I said D'Angelo Malone, right? Mm-hmm. But are him and Josh Woods engaged in a battle? I personally know Josh Woods looked phenomenal last Friday. But, you know, they obviously drafted J.D. Bertrand, and when he was healthy, he played. And he played – I thought he was good. I don't know if he – you know, I'm
not – He was fine. He wasn't overmatched. Yeah. He was fine.
I feel like Josh Woods gets there a little bit quicker. But J.D. Bertrand was – he said, fine, that's got to – you relied on him at points last year when Troy Anderson was down. There's just guys that you think are kind of have been on this roster before that might not be on it, and it's no fault of their own. It's just where the roster is now at, how much more talented it is.
I'll back that up, and then we're going to get live squid in just a minute, but when you start talking about J.D. Bertrand and D'Angelo Malone and those – because D'Angelo is playing inside linebacker now for nobody that's kept up with it. He's a guy that was an edge, and he's a special teams ace, and so now he's an inside linebacker and playing off the ball. I just wonder what their long-term standing is with this team. I mean, I think it's a good question to ask. I think that when you look at Jalen Walker, eventually you expect him to play off the ball. Caden Ellis is a guy who is your defensive leader who isn't a contract year. Josh Woods is playing extremely well. Divine Diablo you just signed, and it's like there's going to – on the defensive side of the ball, we just named like 30 or 40 people. There's going to be some shock cuts at some point. You can't keep everybody, and you look at it and go – I just wonder what the standing is long-term for some of these guys.
Well, and you go to some guys like, you know, Malik Verdin and Nick Kubitz, and they were good players in college. I just don't know where they fit in.
Yeah.
I don't even know where they fit in if they – obviously they like them and they wouldn't be here, but where do they even fit in on a practice squad situation? I just don't – you just don't know, and it's unfortunately a numbers game. The other thing we haven't talked about, Allie, that I think we have to mention really quick is the kicking situation.
Sure.
Lenny Krieg kicked Friday night, and – everything I've been told, and what you know, me and Shock had told us the other day, that Koo will be the guy this week because he's you know, it's more of a rhythm thing and let them go out and treat it like a game. Krieg was good, and then he missed. He had a long kick, could have went maybe 60, but then he missed with a 53-yarder. And then what? Koo is going to be important night for Youngway Koo. I think Koo's leg up, pun intended.
Yeah, fair enough.
In the kicking game right now, but.
I think it's a fair point, man. I think that's something that I expected both of them to be dressed out last week, and then kind of the fallout is like, well, you want as a kicker to kind of get in a rhythm like you were talking about, like Shock was talking about. So it's I'll have my eyes peeled on that as well. A lot of those kind of storylines tonight for sure.
All right, Dylan. You know, I always talk about the W sauce by Baron Burtons. I had a gentleman, Cooper, come up to me today and said, hey, man, I'm a big barbecue guy. He builds grills out of, like, propane tanks.
Man.
Like the big propane tanks, you know, like sit in, like, a yard or on a farm or something.
Yeah, weld that thing on a trailer.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something. The stick burner he showed me, that's what a lot of people call, you know, fire pits and wood burning. And it was – dude, I don't know. I couldn't have pulled it. It looked like he was pulling a tractor trailer. He was like, so is that W sauce any good? I was like, dude, it'll change your life. Absolutely. Take it from me. Anyways, I did the tease earlier that said, if you could hang out with a Heisman Trophy winner, who would it be? And some people did not understand the assignment and just yelled out names, Mike.
What did I not understand?
That you weren't supposed to talk.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
But you said Mark Ingram, which is your teammate.
Yeah.
Former teammate and I think a friend of yours.
Yeah, absolutely.
Johnny Manziel, who has for years he kind of just boycotted the event. I don't know. I think there was some hard feelings with him and some people, and he was also kind of a train wreck.
The Reggie Bush thing. Remember him kind of like,
right.
Okay.
So he went on this Mostly Sports podcast, and they asked him the question. They're like, hey, you know what? When you attend the ceremony, like, who do you look forward to seeing? And his answer even surprised me. I did not expect to see these two guys hanging out, the guy that he said. His answer, I'm going to give the full quote, because the first part of his answer, you're like, I can see that. And then he does the about face. He goes, Ricky, talking about Ricky Williams, is always a really, really good one. But the guy who flies under the radar but is the best time always has been, and everybody in the Heisman fraternity will tell you this, Doug Flutie. Doug Flutie is the guy.
What?
I never in a million years thought that I could go to – I think Johnny still drinks. I don't think he's the guy that quits.
Vegas sober or California sober?
Yeah, California sober. If you don't know what that is, look it up. But I would never expect to walk to a bar in New York near the downtown, was it New York Athletic Club or whatever it is that has a Heisman Trophy, and see Johnny Manziel and Doug Flutie sitting there, sipping suds together. Never would have expected that.
That is a random pairing. Look, you could have gone a million different ways. The only thing that would have been more odd than that maybe is if he was like, I like hanging out with Tim Tebow.
That would have been.
And I don't see that one.
They won theirs pretty closely together, too.
Right. Yeah, about, 4 years apart, I believe.
I don't know what he's like now, but I can tell you back, 15 years ago, I would have loved to hang out with Steve Spurrier. Just, you talk about story. I talked about story time with Arch.
Yeah.
Give me story time with
and you just
with,
know he's
with
an
the
open
old ball
book.
Coach.
You just know he's an open book.
Dude, there ain't – I guarantee there ain't nobody he won't talk about, give you the – he's one of those guys, like, don't tell nobody this, but – and then tell you everything. And he probably does it with everybody he meets. Just me and you talking? Yeah, man. And then he just goes in. And he probably does it with everybody he meets.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Well, that is going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, Gordon, myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. Thanks so much to the city of Lithonia for coming out to see us today at the McDonald's on Evans Mill Road. We love you. Skip's okay.
Shots fired.
Wow.
Just kidding. Thank you so, so much for having us today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. And don't forget to
stay cool, Atlanta. Pew, pew. They didn't outlaw it
Lithonia.
Here.
Lithonia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.